God is Enough, a compilation.
In Matthew 8, Jesus gave orders to go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, there arose a great storm on the sea. The Greek calls it a mega seismos, a massive shaking. The boat was being swamped by the waves. So much water was getting inside the boat that it could soon sink. Where was Jesus in this crisis? He was asleep. So his disciples went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." These veteran fishermen knew their very lives were in jeopardy and cried to Christ for help. His response seemed surprising. He said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" What did they do wrong? They were in the storm because they had followed Jesus at his command. He had taught them in the Sermon on the Mount, "Ask, and it will be given to you." The rest of the story gives us our answer. Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" They did not yet know what we know. They did not know that he would be raised from the dead and ascend back to heaven. At this point, they apparently saw Jesus as other Jews saw the Messiah, an anointed person used greatly by God, but nonetheless a man, not God. In their Jewish monotheism, the Lord is one. God could not be in heaven and on earth. Jesus could not be man and God. So when he did what only God could do, they marveled at him. They needed to learn what we need to remember. Jesus is God, and God is always enough. The storms of life can cause us to question the sufficiency of the God who allows them. But when we understand his providence the least is when we need his power the most. Then the more we experience his power, the more we are transformed by gratitude for his grace. As A.W. Tozer paraphrased St. Bernard of Clairvaux, "The blacker the iniquity, the deeper the fall. The sweeter is the mercy of God who pardoned all." So trust the Saviour who loved you enough to die for you, who is holding you in his hand right now, and praying for you at this very moment. And believe that this God is enough. Jim Dennison. The cattle on a thousand hills will suffice for our most hungry feeding, and the granaries of heaven are not likely to be emptied by our eating. If Christ were only a cistern, we might soon exhaust his fullness. But who can drain a fountain? Myriads of spirits have drawn their supplies from him, and not one of them has murmured at the scantiness of his resources. A fish can more easily drink the oceans dry than we can ever exhaust the love of God in heaven. Drink away, little fish. You'll never drink it all dry. Charles Spurgeon. A different kind of security. They're not coming back. I remember how I felt when it finally hit home. Alone, afraid, unsure. For years, I had been working on a social service project in an impoverished South Asian nation. I was busy and made a contribution to the work, yet it didn't depend upon me. I was a cog in the overall machine, and that suited me just fine. I felt secure benefiting from others' years of experience, not to mention their financial backing. There wasn't much for me to worry about. Then, over the course of one summer, everything changed. Suddenly, my co-workers' plans were radically altered due to health problems and their children's educational future. They moved away and the projects were left in my hands. That is, if I could keep them going. I knew I would have to take a hard look at the situation and reflect on the future of the work we had been doing. The next few months were secure. They had left resources enough to make sure of that. But beyond, I had no idea. Around the same time, I fell sicker than I had ever been. For over a month, I was mostly bedridden, barely able to eat. In some strange way, my state of complete incapacity because of the illness prevented me from succumbing to hopeless worry, as I would normally have done. I was simply too sick to give in to fear. It was all I could do to make it through each day and night. I had no strength left over for worrying. And while I was incapable, God remained strong, and He worked on my behalf. As time passed, there were no major changes or interventions, but there was always enough. Donors to help with the social projects, a job when I needed it. When one door closed, another opened. I had always valued security, but in this time of change and newfound independence, I discovered a different kind of security and happiness. I finally came to a firm decision. For as long as I could, as long as God helped me, I would keep the work here going. Life is challenging and unpredictable, but I am happier than I have ever been. I believe that God can work things out, even when there's nothing we can do to help Him. How could I not believe this when that's what He did for me? Lily Neave. In all things, at all times, God and God alone will be your sufficiency in everything. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, God will not overlook or forsake any area in your life, not your marriage, not your work, not your home, not your health. Wherever He provides in full, according to His wise plan. His grace covers every dark and needy corner in our hearts. None of us sows well everywhere all the time. In God's wise, sovereign, and loving plan, we can't. All of us need to sow better somewhere, and we are probably prone to presume on God's provision in areas where we are stronger, and to subtly assume He won't provide more in areas where we are weaker. By faith, we resolve against both. We will ask God to provide in every area, where we are stronger or more gifted, and where we are still weak, because God promises to provide in all things. We live, work, love, and grow under the banner, "My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times. Our God is an always God. He will be there providing on the mountaintops of success or progress. He will be there providing in the valleys of disappointment and failure. And He will be there providing on the rough and often punishing roads of our ministry to others. If we are His, no hour will be overlooked. Every minute of every day, He says to us in Christ, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. At all times, no interruptions, mistakes, or oversights, just relentless, continuous, providing, fatherly love. Fear not, for the one who rules the universe and writes all of history will strengthen you, guide you, and protect you as you walk through this life. If we could see and feel the extent and constancy of His care, we would laugh at how fearful we can be. The clouds of uncertainty hanging over our future would begin to look less like devastating storms and more like much-needed rain. Marshall Sigal. Lord, You are indeed enough. Precious Lord Jesus, You are Emmanuel, God with us, and You are enough. When things in my life are flowing smoothly, it's easy for me to trust in Your sufficiency. But when I encounter rough patches, one after another, I sometimes feel as if Your provision is inadequate. At times like this, my mind tends to go into high gear, obsessing about ways to make things better. I've come to realize that problem-solving can turn into an addiction. There are times when my mind spins with so many plans and possibilities that I become confused and exhausted. Instead of being overly focused on problems, I need to remember that You are with me always, taking care of me. Help me to rejoice in You and proclaim Your sufficiency, even during my most difficult times. This is a supernatural response, and I must rely on Your Spirit to empower me. I also have to discipline myself to make wise choices, day by day and moment by moment. Lord, I choose to be joyful in You, my Savior, for You are indeed enough. In Your all-sufficient name, Amen. Sarah Young.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.